Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Dr. Hillary Levy Friedman, a Harvard sociologist and author of Playing to Win, Raising Children in a Competitive Culture. It's about elementary school age children's participation in the competitive after school activities of chess, dance, soccer, so many different activities, beauty pageants. And Dr. Levy Friedman is a parenting expert who studies all of this as it relates to popular culture. So welcome, Dr. Levy Friedman. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we were talking before the call about how important this particular topic is, that competition is getting younger and younger, right, with parents and kids. So let's talk a little bit about the after-school activities and why they're important, and then how do we not let it get so competitive to a point of detriment?
Right. Well, there are, you know, good reasons why after-school activities are important for kids these days. Not only is it an opportunity to develop certain skills in kids, not just to learn how to kick a soccer ball, let's say, but other skills like teamwork or learning how to come back from the loss to win in the future and that sort of thing. But actually, the way our educational system works today is that these after-school activities really matter a lot in the college admissions process. And as we all know, college admissions are extremely important these days, arguably more important than ever, given what's going on in the economy. And as a consequence, parents of kids who are younger and younger are starting to worry about, how is my child going to get into college? How can I best prepare them to succeed in life? And that's part of the reason that all this is starting at younger and younger ages now.
And what other, you mentioned team building, coming back to win after a loss. What are some of the other benefits for kids who compete?
So specifically when we're talking about lessons that can be learned from competition as opposed to just participating recreationally, I say that there are five skills and lessons that kids can develop, and I call this competitive kid capital. So one of those is learning how to come back from a loss to win in the future. Other things involve learning that winning is important, that there's going to be a record test, so there's a track record of success or failure, and that what you do matters, not just in the moment, but in the future as well. Learning how to succeed given time limits. You know, you don't want the first time your child is put into a high-stress situation to be when they're taking the SAT. So you get an opportunity to develop those skills by competing when you're younger. Also learning just how to perform in high-stress environments, how to be adaptable. Sometimes we prepare for an event, but we get to the event and the space is totally different than what we expected, that sort of thing. So all of these elements of competitive kid capital are really important and can help your child not just now, but also in the future. And so I like to say that the parents who I met understand that it doesn't really matter when your child is 8 if they made that goal on the soccer field. What matters is these skills that they're developing that they will then be able to carry throughout life.
Now, what if a parent has a child who doesn't want to participate, who doesn't want to compete? Should parents be pushing their kids to do that? Where's that fine line?
So I describe in the conclusion to Playing to Win that I think the right attitude to take toward this is to see childhood as a buffet. And we're going to weigh out many different options for our kids. And what we put on the buffet is going to be determined based on who we are, perhaps where we live. If you live in Boston, hockey might be high up there on the list. If you live in Texas, football might be much higher on the list. And then again, who we are as parents, we might have free range eggs in our buffet, or we might have grits, that sort of thing. And so when we expose our kids to a lot of different options, we give them the opportunity to say, oh, this is what I really want. This is what I like. This is what I'm going to go back and get seconds of. And for some kids, that won't be the most competitive experience. Now, if kids get older, they don't always have to have that competitive experience when they're young, but it does become more important as you move through middle school and definitely into high school, again, as you're thinking about college admission. And if your child says, you know, I really want to be an artist and paint and draw and that sort of thing, and not have this sort of head-to-head aggressive competition that perhaps sports brings to the table, then you can say, well, that's great. Let's pursue that. But let's enter one of your drawings in a juried art competition. And you don't have to be there when you're being judged. And no one will ever know, you know, maybe besides us and your teacher that you went through this experience. But if that works out well, that's an opportunity to, you know, add an accolade to your college admissions file for you to just have had that experience of having something you produce be judged and that sort of thing. So there are different options you can take, and you should listen to your child and let them have a say in it, but also know that it's important to be exposed to a competitive experience at some point.
And how can parents ensure that while their kids are participating in after-school competitive activities, how can they be sure that they are reaping the most benefits possible from competing in these activities?
So one of the things I tell parents that I learned that while I was doing this research that many people are shocked by is that often the people you are paying a lot of money to and hiring to teach your children might not have the proper credentials to do that. Might not have a lot of experience as a chess teacher or as a soccer coach or as a dance teacher. In fact, I tell people, you could go tomorrow and open a dance studio around the corner and no one is going to tell you that you can't do that. And that surprises a lot of people. So one of the most important things to do is to ask a lot of questions at the beginning and ask that teacher or coach, you know, what's your background? What's your training? Do you have any educational training and working with perhaps girls who are 8 or boys who are 12 to understand, you know, the social dynamics and how the child's brain and body develop. But then once you've asked all the right questions at the beginning, it's very important that you actually step back from the process once your kid gets started and let that teacher or coach who you've properly vetted and asked the right questions to take the lead, and for you not to be saying, oh, I could teach my child how to do a pirouette better than the teacher could. Or, you know, I can teach them the best chess opening and that sort of thing. You need to trust the teacher or coach and not interfere too much and not try to say you're doing this wrong, but really give them the opportunity to lead and to coach.
Now, Dr. Levy Freeman, what would be, what at what age do you recommend children get started?
Well, it really depends on the child. Again, there are opportunities for younger and younger ages to have these experiences. And I often say to people, kids who are even in the same family are very different and might not have the same personality type to want to compete. But again, if you can expose your kids to a range of things starting at a young age, give them the opportunity to have a say and make a decision, that's a great way to do it. Some kids are ready to be on a competitive team and to have that experience when they're in kindergarten, when they're 6 or when they're 7, and some kids need to wait a little bit longer. But certainly by middle school and high school, you want to be actively thinking about and pursuing these opportunities.
Well, you've given us a lot of great information, Dr. Levy Freeman, and our listeners can find out much more about Dr. Hillary Levy Friedman's work on her website, HillaryLevyFriedman.com. I will spell that for everyone. That's Hillary with one L, H-I-L-A-R-Y, Levy, L-E-V-E-Y, Friedman, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N, HillaryLevyFriedman.com. And check out her book, Playing to Win, wherever books are sold online or in person. And you can reach Dr. Levy Freeman on Twitter at @HLevyFriedman. Of course, I know you love to interact with your readers and followers, so thank you for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for including me.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Blair Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.